Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a look at gorgeous Clover Park on a steamy Sunday afternoon. Site of today's Florida State League game between the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, or the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, and the St. Lucie Mets. Got first pitch coming up on this blazing hot afternoon at 12:10 as the Mets go for the three-game sweep. It's their first sweep attempt of the 2023 season. Welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald, Jonte Stefano with you one last time for this series between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Mets came out, left the All-Star last week, came out of the All-Star break, losers six in a row, but have now won three games. Technically, it's a two-game winning streak because the game they won out of the break counted towards June 25th, but nevertheless, the Mets have basically notched three victories in the last 2 days, and now they go for the sweep as they try to inch closer to the first place Daytona Tortugas. And John, for the Mets, it's been a great turnaround after that brutal week up in Lakeland. The team has pitched it well for the most part, and they've got some timely hitting and some big offensive games.
Doesn't go down officially as a winning streak, but man, it sure feels like one this weekend, doesn't it? They've been absolutely terrific. They got some major contributions yesterday from Dairon Campos, Yoel Martinez, and Jet Williams, and they look to carry that momentum forward to potentially their first sweep of the entire season. They started out the second half slow, but they might catch fire this weekend, and that would bode very well as they try and keep pace with the Tortugas in the FSL East.
Yeah, Mets haven't won on a Sunday in quite a while. They'll try to do that this afternoon against the Hammerheads. First pitch is coming up in a little less than 10 minutes. It's going to be a very hot day. The rain should not arrive until after 4 o'clock, so we should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings. Take a break here on the Bally Live pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, the pregame show will continue with a look around the Florida State League and a gander at today's starting pitching matchup, which features a major league rehabber for the Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on. One last meeting between Gilbert Gomez and the interim or acting manager Nate Michaelis for the Jupiter Hammerheads. One last time in the series between these two teams, although they still have six more games against each other this season in the middle of August back here at Clover Park. Mets come into today's game with a 30-52 overall record. They are 6-11 in the second half. Jupiter is 42-41 overall. Still the best record in the second in the overall standings in the East Division, but Jupiter is 7-10 in the second half. A complete look at the standings as you see Palm Beach's hemorrhaging losses right and left. Palm Beach's won the first half, but in last place in the second half. Daytona in the second half, 9-7 in first place, the one game yesterday. Jupiter is 2.5 back. The Mets 3.5 back. Palm Beach is 6 out. Over in the West Division, Clearwater continues to have the best record in minor league baseball with a .683 winning percentage. Bradenton, Clearwater, Lakeland, all 12-5 in the second half, tied for first. How about Lakeland? Rallied in the ninth inning yesterday for a 12th straight win. Started the second half 0-5, have won 12 in a row. Tampa's 3 back at 9-8, Fort Myers 4 back at 8-9, and Dunedin 6-11, 6 games behind the trio of first-place teams. Other games in the Florida State League today and around the Mets organization. Clearwater is at Fort Myers at noon. That is a rubber game. Lakeland at Tampa at noon. It's Lakeland going for the three-game sweep. Dunedin is at Bradenton at noon. Bradenton going for the sweep. And Daytona at Palm Beach. They only got one game in yesterday of a doubleheader. Daytona won it 5-0. Game two was suspended. No score in the second. They're going to pick that up at 2:30. Play it through seven innings. Take a break, then play another seven-inning game to try to finish out that three-game series. Turns out all three games will be seven innings. And in the Mets organization, great day yesterday. Every Mets minor league affiliate won. AAA, AA, High A, Single A, FCL, both Dominican teams, 7-0. What a day. And now everybody's going to try to win again. Syracuse hosting Rochester at 105. Binghamton hosting Somerset at 505. And Brooklyn trying to sweep Greensboro, 2 o'clock first pitch up in Coney Island. Starting pitching matchup for today's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads features Sam Coonrod for St. Lucie. He's on a major league rehab assignment. He strained his lat in the middle of March. He's been on the shelf ever since. This will be his first game this season. He did not have a prior rehab appearance over in the FCL, so he was claimed off waivers from the Phillies in February. Guy who could throw hard, has pitched well at times in his major league career. Mets took a flyer on him, hopefully getting him healthy and up to Queens in not too long. Coonrod will be followed or be opposed by Colin Lowe, a 24-year-old from Danbury, Connecticut. He was a signee after last year's draft out of Bryant College. This will be his 15th game and his 10th start for the Hammerheads. He is 2-3 with a 4.97 ERA. Mets have faced Lowe before. Three times. He's 0-1 with the 4.15 ERA in his three starts. And there is Sam Coonrod taking the field in the Mets' Sunday orange, wearing number 61. Getting ready to start his one inning of work on this rehab assignment. We now send it to public address announcer Josh Flores for the national anthem.
Please rise for the play of our national anthem.
And it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. A slight breeze out to right. Look, any breeze today will help. School board temperature reads 95, which essentially means it's about 105 to 110 field level. We have some cloud cover, but don't expect too much today. Sam Coonrod, long last into game action, was having a nice spring training for the Mets. They're having a shoulder injury last year. strained his lat in the middle of spring training this year. Mets claimed him off of waivers from Philadelphia in February. He was drafted by the Giants in 2014, eventually debuted with the Giants in 2019, made his way to the Phillies organization in 2021, appeared in 42 games for Philly in 2021, and 12 games last year. He spent a lot of time on the IL. Now trying to make his way back to full health up to New York. The defense behind Coonrod features Vincent Perrozzo at catcher, Jose Hernandez at first, Kevin Villavicencio at second, Jet Williams at short, Wilfredo Lara at third, the outfield Paz, De Los Santos, and Dominguez. Jupiter's lineup stays nearly the same, at least 1 through 7. Roberts leading off, Jordan McCants hitting second, Sanoja third, Montgomery, Lewis, and Latrell, the middle of the order, Spahn, Fernandez, and Williamson, the bottom of the order. Of course, the bottom of the order had a great game yesterday for Jupiter with Spahn and Prater. Big comeback by Jupiter, 7 runs in the 7th inning, but fell short. The Mets hung on to win 11-9 to win the series. Now the Mets go for the sweep. Home plate umpire Connor Kroll has signaled for the first pitch. Coonrod's going to work out of the stretch. And here it comes, breaking ball for ball one. First pitch at 6:12. It's 95 degrees and sunny. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. For these teams, they're probably hoping a quick one, as hot as it is. Slider outside, it's 2-0. Roberts, yesterday, tough day. 0-for-4 from the leadoff spot, hit into a critical double play in the 8th inning. And we'll pop this one way up high. A couple of Mets are there. Lara's asking everybody to clear out, and they do. And the Mets' third baseman handles the pop-out right in front of the mound. First out of the game.
It's good communication there by Lara. Playing away from his natural position in the outfield. He's been moved all around this year. Has shown himself up to the task at every defensive position he's taken up.
The crazy thing about Lara at third base is they put him there mid-game after a Reimer injury. He's actually at Jupiter. And the thought was, oh boy, he never played there for the Mets. Inserted mid-game, no practice. He's been great. He's one of the best defensive third basemen in the league. Here you see the note on the Mets. They've had several rehabbers. This is the 6th major league rehabber with Coonrod. They have a winning record with major league rehabbers. They have a losing record with minor league rehabbers, 6-19. The major leaguers in there, they've fared okay.
Well, you certainly come in expecting a comfortable start out of Coonrod. He's missed plenty of time, but with major league talent, should not have too much trouble with these Jupiter hitters.
So the firm change up there. And it's 1-2 on McCants. The DH for the Hammerheads. Changeup swung on and missed. McCants goes down quickly. And Coonrod has a pop-out and a strikeout under his belt. He searches for a 1-2-3 beginning to this game. Another look. He's baited away. Very nice pitch. Changeup at 88 miles per hour. So here's Sanoja, the toughest batter in the order. The Hammerheads has had a great restart after the All-Star break. Multiple hits in every game, including 2 yesterday. Takes this pitch off the plate. Breaking ball, and that's hit well out to left field. Sanoja has gone off the top of the wall. Ball stays in play by inches. And Sanoja claps his hands with the double, but that was a reaction that told you he wanted the long ball. A hanging breaking ball by Coonrod, and this ball just missed. Got the double-decker billboards out there, that Nathan's Hot Dog billboard. That is above the line, so if it hits that, it's gone, but that hit on the padded wall just below.
A mistake there by Coonrod. You know he'll take note of that. have to finish his pitches, especially against someone of Javier Sanoja's quality.
He goes right back to that slider for strike one.
Sanoja just continues to be a thorn in the side of the Mets. He keeps asking, when is he going to get promoted?
There's those billboards. You can't really tell from there, but those that second deck of billboards is recessed. There is space between. This ball is fouled away. It's sometimes those outfielders will bump the ball over the line into the bullpens on fouls. There's Montgomery. Reached base three times yesterday on a single walk and hit by pitch. Coonrod's got him 0-2, and he bounces one way up to short. Tough play for Jet. Long throw. Perfect throw. Inning over. That's knowing your base runner. Jet with the slower-footed Montgomery knew he could take his time, make a good throw. He did. Coonrod gets away with the high double off the wall, puts up a zero in the top of the first.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Colin Lowe, the starting pitcher for Jupiter, has a fourth start against the Mets this season. Doesn't have a win against the Mets, has one loss. 4.15 ERA. He's given up 6 runs and 14 hits in 13 innings. He will face off against Jet Williams, Carlos Dominguez, and Wilfredo Lara in the home first inning. Get a look at the full Mets lineup in a moment. As Jet had a great game yesterday and will fly the first pitch here to right field. Tracing back is Luttrell, still going back over his head. Ground rule double. And Luttrell just never really had a good beat on it. And the ball kept sailing. This did not look like it was going to go for an extra base hit. It's now 6 straight times Jet has made it on base. 5 out of 5 times yesterday, and he starts today with the ground rule double. Get a look at the flags out in right field. We saw before the game it was slightly breezing out to right. When that ball landed on the middle of the warning tracks, right in front of the flags, it was not blowing like that. The flags were almost dead still. There must have been some kind of wind up there. So now Carlos Dominguez is up. And he will swing at the first pitch changeup for a strike. And Carlos, a successful return off the injured list on Friday, with a double and a walk, an RBI and a run. Off yesterday, so he eases back into action. And he grounds one foul. And of course, Reimer also still being eased back into action with the hamstring injury. He's off today. So we've only gotten one game of this series with both Dominguez and Reimer in the lineup.
I think it goes without saying, Adam, even after putting up 11 runs without him yesterday, this lineup even that much more exciting with Carlos Dominguez in it.
Lowe has him 0-2. Dominguez swings and misses at the curve. Strikes out on 3 pitches. Good sequence by Colin Lowe for the first out. saw the starter yesterday, Juan De La Cruz, have some success with a similar curveball in the first inning, making sure he kept it low. No pun intended. That did not last, clearly. There's a fastball outside to Wilfredo Lara. Lara yesterday, almost quietly, 3 RBI. Did it on a couple of singles. Jet angling for third base will stay put. This pitch comes over for a strike, and it's one and one. No score, one out, runner in scoring position, bottom of the first. And that curveball again, this one moves inside though, 2 balls and a strike. Fastball away, 3-1. Where's Mark going? Or Chris? That's Chris. He's in charge of merchandise here. He's got a ball. Maybe he's going to sell it. This ball is whacked into left field. A base hit. Williams eyeballed it into the outfield. Will stop at third. Oh, terrible throw coming in from Williamson. Rocket shot into left field. Jet has to hold up. Sharp single for Wilfredo Lara. That's had 2 hits in their first 3 batters. Bring up Vincent Perozzo. Well, that was maybe the surprise of the game so far, is that Chris ended up getting the ball and not Kenny. Kenny's asleep at the wheel. Usually it's Kenny going to retrieve the burn balls. Kenny back, by the way, and as usual, very displeased with me. We'll find him. We'll get the camera on him at some point.
You can run, but you can't hide, Kenny.
No, you cannot. I told him that's why he missed, I think he missed Friday's game. He's scared of the cameras. Ground ball could be two. Good flip by Sanoha. Spawn to first. Bag is held. Inning is over. First and third. One out. Perozzo slams it into a 4-6-3 double play. Low out of trouble. Mets strand a runner at third base.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Felipe De La Cruz piggybacking off Sam Coonrod. He will be the long man for the Mets today. The 22-year-old hard-throwing lefty from Yamasa in the DR has spent all season with St. Lucie. This will be his 16th appearance, only his second in relief. 72 strikeouts in 64 innings. Last time we saw De La Cruz here on a Sunday, he was pitching brilliantly against Dunedin. 6 innings of 1-run ball and 8 strikeouts. Unfortunately, the Mets couldn't get much going on offense for him. Ended up with a no decision. So Coonrod went an inning, a hit, no runs, no walks, a strikeout, 12 pitches, 8 strikes. survived the double off the top of the wall from Sanoha. Both pitchers may be getting away with one in the first inning. Looking back on that hit by Lara, that Jet Williams traveled from second to third. I kind of pondered that between innings. This ball is a fastball for a strike. And off the bat, John, we could tell from here it was a hit all the way. With Jet's speed at second base, if he's off essentially on contact, if he hits a good read with Williamson's poor arm and left, that's going to be a run. And instead, he stops at third, and there's a double play ball, and he's kept off or erased from the bases. So we'll keep that in the back pocket there. There's a swing and a miss, and that is a three-pitch strikeout for De La Cruz against Ian Lewis. Just straight heat at 95 to match our temperature.
Just one final thought on the Williams play. I think, you know, Williams just being very conservative there with the ball hit in front of him. I think he was trying to avoid that play that Torin Montgomery ran himself into on Friday, a play that actually involved Jet Williams. So I think that may have played into his hesitation there.
Yeah, the only thing I can think as this pitch is a ball is that he thought it might have held up for a line out to left. Good pitch, a slider for a strike on the trail. Not many lefties for De La Cruz to work with here. The trail one, he misses with the slider here. And McCants, the number two hitter, is a lefty. Lewis, who he just dispatched, is a switch hitter. One pitch swung on and missed. Just the fastball at 95 again. Two, fastball again at 95, but too high. Payoff pitch. One's fouled back. It's going to land on the roof. He gets the strikeout on the high fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for De La Cruz. Out of the bullpen. Another look as the trail fished up high.
Now, three shortstop, Harrison Spock.
De La Cruz has started three games against Jupiter prior to this one. He's done well. One win, no losses, 2.08 ERA, just three earned runs in 13 innings. As he throws this one outside to Spawn. He was actually the starting pitcher of that suspended game from June 25th, which was completed on Friday. Gave up one run in three innings, a leadoff home run to Brett Roberts, and that was it. 2-0 pitch is nubbed off the end of the bat. The Mets came back to win that game 4-1, getting him off the hook. Yeah. 2-1 on Spawn, and he will swing through this fastball at 95. Spawn yesterday, big game, 3 for 4. Got three hits in his last three at-bats in a four-inning span. He's left on deck to end the game. Bounced this ball straight off the net. Stay alive. Went 3 for 4 with two runs scored, two runs driven in, and a couple of doubles.
Of course, the funny way baseball works, Adam, you remember the other starting pitcher in that game on the 25th?
Colin Lowe. Well, Spawn continues to swing the hot stick. Lines went into center field. It'll be played by Paz. Sharp single, the second hit of the day for the Hammerheads. Fastball ran in on him, but he beat it to the punch. Brings up Andrew Fernandez, and this is our first change from the last two games for Jupiter. one through seven had stayed the same now, three straight games. But Fernandez catching and replacing Prater, who I'm sure they did not want to take out, but catcher yesterday who had three hits, not going to catch him after that night into this day game. Fernandez gets the call instead. Time called that one by Mets catcher Peruzzo. Fastball missed outside. This ball lined into left field, and that's going to be a long run for Paz, who is playing towards the gap. Here comes the relay. Jet Williams with the throw home. The tag. He's out. What a relay. Paz to Jet to Peruzzo at the plate to hose Spawn.
Great combination defensive play. The throw is perfect. The tag is down. He's out. And that's the way to finish an inning by the Mets.
Goes down as a double for Fernandez, but no RBI. Great defense to finish off the top of the second. No score.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, I'm glad you folks got to see that Jet Williams great relay throw from left field, the perfect strike to Peruzzo. He had one that, if you can believe it, was even better last Saturday in Lakeland to keep the Mets up by one in the eighth inning. Just a straight laser. Here's a ground ball deep to third. Nice backhand stop by Lewis. Good throw. And Hernandez is out on one pitch, trying to sneak one down the line. Hernandez, all of a sudden, gone a bit cold. Rolled over this fastball. But, yeah, it was a great relay by Jet. Had to be. That had to be a perfect throw from Paz to Jet to the plate to get Spawn, who, of course, no fault, being waved in, trying to score on a double from first base with two outs. Forced the Mets to put together the perfect relay, and they did. Here's De Los Santos. He takes a strike.
Yeah, with a send like that, you're asking a perfect play to beat you, and when it does, you just have to tip your cap to the other side for a terrific combination play.
I think my favorite part of that was the bullpen reaction. As Paz released that ball and stood back there right near the wall on the Mets bullpen, watched it all unfold, and they were going crazy. They had a great view.
And you'll love to see it. I know they enjoy that new shaded area out beyond left field.
Oh, man.
It's a lot easier to get excited when you're nice and cool.
Bouncing ball in front of De Los Santos. Maybe his worst game of July yesterday, and He got on base a couple of times. Two walks, three strikeouts. But he's been red hot the seventh month of the year. 2-2 pitch, and he will ground that ball foul. Jeffrey, here in July, has two doubles, two triples, a home run. He's walked 10 times in 11 games. Over 1,000 OPS this month. Lowe's 2-2, down for ball three. Should mention we do have the challenge system today. No team has used one yet. They've been used often and recklessly all weekend. 3-2. This ball is slugged into right for a base hit. De Los Santos saw the end of his four-game hit streak yesterday. Starts a new one today.
A nice job on a two-strike count by Jeffrey. Got one over the plate, drove it into right field. He's done everything that has been asked of him and more this month. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, that belly-high fastball inside. He's done a really nice job of keeping his hands in and yanking those for hits all month long. Pearl Paz will float one foul. Paz felt like we haven't seen a lot of him this series. 0-for-3 in the second game on Friday. Did not play yesterday. And he will pull on foul the other way. And that's nothing and two. Mentioned the last time Colin Lowe faced the Mets was on that Sunday game before the rain came in game two of the doubleheader. Went 3 1/3 innings, 5 hits. Left with the 1-0 lead, one of the inherited runs scored, counted against him. 0-2 pitch, good eye. Two fades outside. Two balls, two strikes. Low pitched here at Clover Park on May 7th. Took a loss. 5 hits and 3 runs in 5 innings. Not a bad start. Not enough to avoid the L. Curveball misses, and we go from 0-2 to a full count. And with one out, we will see what Jeffrey De Los Santos does on first base. If he takes off or not. He's going. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second base is good enough. A strike him out, throw him out. Fernandez finishes the deal. So that's a back-to-back, essentially double plays to end the last two innings. Go to the third, no score.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
got some people making plays down there on the field today. Two scoreless innings. Each team has three hits. You have a nice double play turn by the Hammerheads in the bottom of the first to strand a runner on third and to strike him out, throw him out. Fernandez and Lowe. In the bottom of the second, you had the Mets making the relay throw at the plate to end the second. The defense flashing early. Fans, a reminder to watch us on Bally Live. If you are not, if you are watching on Bally Live, join the crowd zone. Fire away with any questions, comments, or concerns. Or just blow it up with a bunch of emojis. We have our first challenge of the game. The batter, Noah Williamson, challenged the called strike one, and he wins. He returns it to a ball. And he swings through a fastball. Noah Williamson is an absolute strikeout machine, so he did not want to start 0-1. He has 47 strikeouts and 72 at-bats, and now he's behind 1-2. Looks like we have some chat activity as Williamson strikes out. He got himself a ball one. And after that, 1-2-3. Another look at the breaking ball by De La Cruz. That sweeping slider. Randy Johnson-esque. That completes the first time through the lineup for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They didn't score. Got a couple of hits. Struck out four times. Back to the top in Roberts. Swing and a miss on a pitch at 87, 1-1. Smokies fan 1994 wants to know, where is everybody? I don't know what he means. Maybe he's guessing at all the empty blue chairs behind the home plate. Well, last night they were almost all filled in. Well, like today, hat tip to you if you stay down there. And that's brutal. Here's a shot to center field by Roberts, and that ball's going to go high off the batter's eye for a home run. Solo shot for Roberts, his fourth of the season, and it makes it 1-0 Hammerheads.
Well, this one just destroyed out to center field. Roberts all over it. Can't slip too many past this man. He has good power, and he shows it off right there.
He homered on a Sunday afternoon against the Mets in Jupiter for a 1-0 lead, and he does it here on this Sunday. Some great power. That thing was way up high. A few feet higher, you might have cleared it. Fastball at 96 as De La Cruz turns up the heat on McCants.
Probably a little frustrated after that mistake Brett Roberts just made him pay for. One thing you can say about De La Cruz, he doesn't often get out of sorts on the mound. He's very calm and collected, regardless of the situation.
Well, he strikes out McCants, who's going to waste the challenge. Not sure why he thought that was a ball, but a three-pitch strikeout after the home run. And you be the judge. Would you have challenged this as a batter? I mean, that's close to down the middle. That's maybe McCants just didn't see it well. Two challenges used in the inning by Jupiter, a win and a loss. They have two left. Two strikeouts in the inning and sandwiched in between a home run. Here's Sanoha, who almost homered himself. His first time up. And off the top of the wall in left. And to settle for a double. Good pitch, and it's 1-1. Statcast numbers on the Roberts home run. It came on a changeup at 88. Exit velo 105, 27-degree launch, 424 feet. To straightaway center field. Would have been a home run in 29 Major League ballparks. John, you care to guess which one it would not have been a home run in?
This one, I think, would be Coors Field.
Chase Field.
Chase Field.
Arizona. Yeah. That is a big center field out there. So it was Coors, documented that. Coors, Fenway, Chase. It's 2-2 on Sanoha. big bouncing fastball. This is going to be trouble. De La Cruz, what a play. It was him or nobody. Almost fielded that like a wide receiver over the shoulder. Retires the Speedy Sanoha. Jupiter, though, on the board with the Brett Roberts home run. It's 1-0.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tyrone Campos will lead it off for the Mets. In the third, he homered yesterday. Drove in a couple with that home run. He bends back on this slider for a strike, and he will challenge. This might have been high. And it was a good challenge by Campos from 0-1 to 1-0. This is definitely a ball, 2-0. On the Bally Live app, we have the trivia question posted. Hit the controller, game controller icon. You turn your phone landscape. A bouncer to third, picked by Lewis, lobbed to first for the out. Carlos Dominguez led the FSL with how many home runs in 2022? 15, 20, 25, or 30? Carlos, with any luck, will bat in this inning for the Mets. That would require a base runner. We come to the nine-man in Villavicencio. Had a really nice game yesterday. In five plate appearances, had two hits, a walk, and in one of his two outs, he knocked in a run. All that from the 9 spot. He takes a pitch just off the plate for ball one. Low strike, 1-1.
Kevin, in the middle of a very roller coaster season, but streaky hitter at times and good at getting bat to ball.
See one of our Sunday game notes. It's been a long time since the Mets won a 9-inning game on a Sunday. That walk-off went over Clearwater on the Villavicencio sack fly. Here, Villavicencio is going to reach on an errant throw by the shortstop Spawn. That was going to be a tough play. Let's see how official score Bill wants to rule this one. But either way, Villavicencio is going to be on base. Thank God, that was, he had a chance there. That was a very poor throw.
Yeah, I would score this one an error. He was there in time. A decent throw gets him. Unfortunately for him, it was a poor one. And Villavicencio on with an E6.
Didn't seem like that jump throw off the back foot was necessary. It is an E6. There's a curveball as you go back to the top, and Jet Williams, who hit a ground rule double to start the Mets off the plate. He was stranded on third base. He might tell you should have scored on the Lara single. By the way, the Mets didn't get a run the first time through the order. DeVincenzi, who stole three bases yesterday, is checked back over. So, yeah, more on the Mets' Sunday woes. Well, technically, we discussed this pregame, John, is that the win the Mets had in the suspended game on Friday really counts towards last Sunday. Here's a fly into right. This time, Luttrell will make the catch. It sailed over his head last time. DeVincenzi scampers back. But, the Mets came back from the suspended game and won it 4-1 on Friday night. That counts as a Sunday, June 25th win. And that's a 7-inning game. Then there was the previous Sunday on June 18th. The Mets picked up a suspended game from a Saturday night on a Sunday afternoon and won it against Palm Beach. That counts towards the Saturday, so that's why we throw in the caveat, the Mets have not won a 9-inning Sunday game since May 29th. But Sundays have been a rough go. We'll see what today has in store as the Mets go for a sweep. They've been swept a couple of times, three times, twice in a 6-game series, once in a 3-gamer. I'd like to be on the fun end of a sweep. DeVincenzi is running, pitches sent foul by Dominguez. So DeVincenzi trying to run a couple of times here, only to have to retreat to first base.
Well, you mentioned it already. He's already had good success in this series with 3 stolen bags. So Mets electing to be aggressive once again. And with 2 outs, it's something we've seen them deploy numerous times already this half and overall this season.
Brown ball sharply hit, backhanded by Spahn. Here comes a throw, better this time, dug out by Montgomery. Dominguez out at first. DeVincenzi stranded, and the Mets have been held off the board by Colin Lowe and the Jupiter defense through the first 3 innings. When we come back, John DeStefano will have the play-by-play for the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And now going to hand it over to John DeStefano. John, I leave you with a 1-0 deficit. Let's see how you do when I come back in the 7th inning.
Let's see how the Mets handle playing from behind, 1-0 after a Brett Roberts homer last inning. And we pick things up with Torin Montgomery at the plate for his 2nd at-bat. Grounded out to short back in the 1st. Torin just having a torrid year for himself, batting .323, and slugging a .466 number. So terrific power batting cleanup today. De La Cruz out for his 3rd inning of work. Surrendered just the 1 run so far. gets a fastball over for a called strike at 94. Mets looking for their very first sweep of the season. Have some work to do today as they trail by one. De La Cruz missed inside. Count even at 1-1. Now the pitch, swung on and missed. Slider at 83. Had Montgomery way out in front. Now the 1-2. He swung on and flared away foul. Montgomery stands back in. Brutally hot day at Clover. 95 at game time. As Adam said, much hotter than that on the field. As De La Cruz misses with a slider. At Florida Heat, very oppressive at times. The 2-2 is swung on and fouled back. Really, in the middle of the summer, you can't ask for much better weather. Partly cloudy skies, bright and sunny, nearly perfect for baseball. That curveball spiked in the dirt by De La Cruz. And after watching a couple of pitches, Montgomery has worked the count full. Jupiter looking for their third inning in a row with a base runner. Montgomery swings and strikes out. De La Cruz gets him with a fastball at 94. An elevated one at that. Montgomery couldn't catch up. Look at the location. That one almost at the letters. Well out of the zone, and Montgomery went fishing. One down, top of the fourth. That'll bring Ian Lewis to the plate. The number 14 prospect in the Marlins organization. He bounces that one foul down the left side. De La Cruz struck Lewis out in the second inning. I'd love to make that a repeat performance here. The delay is Yoel Martinez with the day off into foul territory to collect that foul ball. Yarrell just having a wonderful past month for himself at the plate. He's OPSing over 900. But given a rest today, as De La Cruz misses outside. Now delivers the 1-1. Big swing and a miss from Lewis. Took a home run cut and now takes a timeout. As we mentioned, light crowd on hand, likely avoiding that summer heat. The 1-2 is flared foul. But still, the brave souls that did manage to join us, all hugging tightly to cover today. Enjoying the shade. This one popped out over first base. It's fading into foul territory. Over to cover is Villavicencio, and he's unable to make the play. He had Hernandez for company backing up from his first base position. And Villavicencio, with tremendous range, ended up being the first man to the ball but couldn't get a glove on it. Nice try after a long run by Villavicencio, but couldn't make the squeeze. Lewis granted new life. Another 1-2 from De La Cruz, and that's high for ball two. Went back to the same fastball he struck out Torrin Montgomery on, but Lewis saw this one easily. Now the 2-2 catches the outside corner, called strike three. Slider drops in. Lewis can't believe it. But two outs now. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Felipe De La Cruz. As you see that one just catching the corner. And despite the solo home run, De La Cruz is cruising right now. This one hit out towards second. Villavicencio unable to make the play after a diving attempt. And Jupiter has a man on with two outs. Terrific effort by the second baseman. Naturally a shortstop, but able to play either of the middle infield positions with aplomb. And that one just too far for him. Now Harrison Spahn will take his turn. Came off a three-hit day yesterday that included two doubles and already has a single in this game. He looks at a pitch inside for ball one. Take a look at Luttrell on first. Next pitch also misses from De La Cruz. Count is 2-0. So Jupiter with a man on. They've sent the runner plenty of times this weekend in this situation with two outs. Let's see if Luttrell's in motion here. He doesn't go. The pitch is a strike. The throw down is not in time. Peroso. I've seen him try that snap throw to first on plenty of occasions this season. Hasn't gotten anyone yet, but he's come close more than once. The 2-1 is swung on and fouled back just over the broadcast booth. 2 feet lower, I would have been able to make a play on that. That moves the count to 2-2. Spahn looking for another hit. Luttrell takes off. The pickoff throw is there, but dropped at first by Hernandez, and Luttrell quickly to second base. As the Mets had him dead to rights, but Hernandez with the fumble awards Luttrell second, and now they have a man in scoring position with two outs and a chance to do some damage. The 2-2 to Spahn is drilled on the ground past third, but it's foul. We've seen some brilliant plays in the field and some less than great ones. That play right there by Hernandez could hurt the Mets if Spahn's able to come through here. De La Cruz trying to make sure that doesn't happen. The 2-2 is inside, a fastball at 94. Glance back to Luttrell at second. Now the payoff pitch. Looping curveball drops in, swinging strike three, and De La Cruz gets the Mets out of the inning with no damage. Still a 1-0 lead for Jupiter as we go to the bottom of the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Bottom of the fourth inning at Clover Park. Jupiter leading the St. Lucie Mets by a score of 1-0 on the strength of a Brett Roberts solo home run. Colin Lowe has been very good so far today as he delivers a called strike to Wilfredo Lara, which is challenged and overturned. Nice choice there by Lara on the first pitch of the at-bat. Now faces a 1-0 count. Lowe misses outside with a slider. And now it's 2-0. Mets have had some base runners today, but Lowe's done a good job of keeping them off the scoreboard. As Lara pops this one way in the air. Ends up being an easy catch by Andrew Fernandez. One man down. That'll send Vincent Perozzo to the plate. Perozzo grounded into a killer double play back in the first with two men on. And he's coming off an 0-for-3 day yesterday. Was brilliant on Friday. He was 2-for-2. Caught a runner stealing. Drove in two. And was just extremely productive all around. Now facing an 0-2 count, he'll take his time out. Now Lowe with the 0-2. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Perozzo goes down. That's the second strikeout of the day for Lowe. Take another look. A slider that just drops off the table. It's a great looking pitch. Now with two quickly down, Jose Hernandez will stand in. I'm sure anxious to make up for that dropped pickoff throw last inning. Now sends this one in the air towards left center. Coming over is Sanoha, and he'll make the catch. So a quick 1-2-3 inning for Colin Lowe will bring us to the top of the fifth with Jupiter still leading 1-0.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Back once again at Clover Park. A tight one here, a 1-0 ball game after an explosion of runs yesterday. Finished 11-9, 20 combined runs between the two teams. Now through four innings, just one on the scoreboard. That's baseball for you. Sometimes the pendulum swings towards the offense. Today it has swung towards the defense. Felipe De La Cruz will take the mound. Start his fourth inning of work. He'll face Andrew Fernandez. Has one of two extra base hits on the day for Jupiter. That's a double back in the second inning. Fouls that one back to the screen. Now the 0-1 from De La Cruz is inside for ball two, and that's challenged at the plate by Perozzo, and it will stay a ball. So in an 0-1 count, you have to wonder if that's, like Adam mentioned, maybe a little reckless. They have been fancy free with these challenges. Now hit out to third. Gloved by Lara. The throw to first is in time. One away. And he continues to make things look relatively easy at third base. You'd have to try hard to convince me at this point that he's never played that position before. But he looks very much the part. Now Noah Williamson swings through a fastball at 93. He's 0-1 on the day. De La Cruz's 0-1 is swung on and missed. Another fastball. This one dialed up to 94. Williamson will take his time out. Now the 0-2 is fouled back. And the 0-2 drops in for a called strike, a slider at 82. And De La Cruz now with seven strikeouts through four innings has looked fantastic outside of one little mistake. But he has been in the groove since. And now the man who did the damage earlier, Brett Roberts at the plate, scored the only run of the game with a solo shot in the third inning. Has been zeros otherwise. De La Cruz misses inside. The count is 1-1. And Roberts skies one towards right. Backing out is Villavicencio, but coming on to make the play is Carlos Dominguez. And a 1-2-3 inning for De La Cruz will take us to the bottom of the fifth. Still a one-run game.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Colin Lowe on the mound for Jupiter, looking to get through his fifth inning. He has been lights out so far. This one's hit on the ground towards first, fielded there by Montgomery for the first out. Despite some early traffic on the base pass, Colin Lowe has been excellent since. The only man to reach base in the last three innings was Kevin Villavicencio, who reached on an error. But Lowe has shut the Mets down otherwise and has really settled in. Now Karell Paz at the plate. Swings through a curveball at 80. Paz also with an up and down season, but has been very good in spots. He's been great with runners in scoring position and as well as late close situations. He finds himself with the bases empty here. Bottom of the fifth. And after that foul, the count is 2-2, and Perez will take a timeout. Grab some spray, apply some more sticky stuff to the bat. We don't want a Jet Williams situation while batting lefty. It's one thing if you throw the bat towards your own dugout. It's another thing if you throw the bat towards the opposing team's dugout. Don't need any tempers flaring in the last game of the series. Now the 2-2 is spiked in the dirt. And Paz now working on a full count. The 3-2 is hit back up the middle. Spawn charges, gloves, throws, and two out. Take another look. Hard roller, no problem for a good shortstop. And Spawn has shown himself to be exactly that every time we've seen him this season. Mets and Hammerheads have played 20 times, and after today they have one series remaining, as Adam mentioned. They'll come back in August for one more go here at Clover Park. Dairon Campos stands in and chops one to third. Brilliant glove there by Lewis. The throw to first is in time. And another terrific defensive play by the Hammerheads. They have kept runs off the board so far. The only one plated has been a home run by Brett Roberts. It is still a 1-0 ball game going to the top of the sixth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Hasn't been too much action lately. Just a lot of good pitching from both sides. As Felipe De La Cruz continues his solid outing. Now toes the rubber in the top of the sixth. He'll face Jordan McCants, who looks at a called strike at 92. Cants 0 for 2 on the day with a pair of strikeouts. Looking to put wood to ball here as he looks at another strike. But to do that, he'll have to take the bat off his shoulder. The 0-2. This one swung on and fouled back. Cants granted a break from his day in the field. You know, hitters always motivated to try and perform when they're the DH. This one hit past third. Lara back for it into foul territory, and he's able to make the catch. Another nice play in the field by Wilfredo Lara, showing that outfielder speed. But he plays a terrific third base. And really, they just haven't found someplace he can't play well yet. So now the nemesis, Javier Sanoja, stands in. Looking to lay one down, he tried to push bunt, but fouled it away. Seen a couple of surprise bunts by both sides this series. Dairon Campos got on with one yesterday. Sanoja did the same on Friday. Now a called strike on the outside corner at 93. De La Cruz has used that fastball to great effect today. And the 0-2 is drilled down the first base line, but foul. And I mean just foul. Inches from first base. So they'll reset and do it again. De La Cruz has thrown 74 pitches so far. 53 of them have been for strikes. Just a fantastic number. Another 0-2 is hit in the air, and it's fading foul. It will go out of play. One nothing ball game at Clover Park as we come up on the bottom of the hour. No runs scored in the last two innings. This one nubbed out towards De La Cruz. He's able to knock it down, field it, and flip it over to first for the out. A couple of nice plays with the glove by De La Cruz. Thrown into some unorthodox fielding situations. He's come out smelling like a rose out of both of them. always nice when you can pick yourself up with the glove as a pitcher. Now Torin Montgomery back at the plate and hammers one down the line, and that one is just foul. Montgomery all over that breaking pitch. Don't want to hang one to this man. He has 3 home runs on the year. He is slugging .463. So extra base hits aplenty off the bite of Montgomery. The 0-1 is upstairs for a ball. Now the 1-1 is swung on and fouled away. De La Cruz ahead in the count once again. Seems like he's been there this entire outing. And with 2 strikes, Montgomery will call timeout. De La Cruz trying to get through another scoreless inning. The 1-2. Too tall. Fastball at 93. De La Cruz hunting another strikeout. The 2-2. Swung on and fouled back. Nice little battle now going between Montgomery and De La Cruz. Another 2-2. And another foul back to the screen. So this becoming a really nice at-bat for Montgomery. It's De La Cruz trying to shut the door on another inning. Pitch is swung on and fouled away down the right side. Man, these are great swings. Every one of these fouls have been a strike. The 2-2 is spiked. And De La Cruz about to throw his 10th pitch of the at-bat. And will this one be the last? The payoff is upstairs for ball 4. De La Cruz went back to the fastball, but Montgomery saw it all the way. Now batting number 2, third baseman Ian Lewis. So with 2 outs and a man on, Ian Lewis will step back in. Trying to improve his day after starting off with a pair of strikeouts. Swings through a fastball there. As De La Cruz, after that long battle with Montgomery, is now up to 86 pitches in his appearance. And you have to figure this is his final inning. The 0-1 is swung on and drilled down the line, but that one will also go foul. So many tantalizingly close line drives down both left and right field lines this inning by the Hammerheads, but none have dropped in fair. You wonder if De La Cruz playing with fire, but he's ahead 0-2. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. De La Cruz erases Lewis and gets through his fourth straight scoreless inning. The Jupiter still leads it 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the 6th.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stlucymets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Clover Park. Still a 1-0 game. Jupiter leads the Mets. And Colin Lowe, after a terrific performance already through five innings, remains on the mound for Jupiter. Kevin Villavicencio stands in, looks at a called strike. Villavicencio reached in the third on an error throw from third base and now pops this one out past second. It's caught there by Javier Sanoja. One down, bottom of the sixth. Top of the order for the Mets in Jet Williams. 1-for-2 on the day, having just a terrific series against Jupiter. Came in 4-for-5 with a double and four walks before today. Already has a double. He led off with that in the first inning. And now swings at the 0-1 and fouls it back to the screen. Lowe, through 5 1/3, has only thrown 55 pitches. It's been remarkably efficient so far. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, as Williams will take a seat. And Lowe continues to look very much the part, as he'll face the very dangerous Carlos Dominguez. And in a one-run game, you know Carlos might be looking for the wall as he puts this one foul and out of play. Been a long time since we've seen Carlos Dominguez go yard in this ballpark. He's missed a lot of time in what almost seems like a lost season for him as he grounds this one to short, easily fielded by Spawn. Throw to first is in time. And a quick 1-2-3 inning, yet another from Colin Lowe, has the Mets trailing by one as we go to the top of the seventh.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you, alongside John DeStefano. John, thank you for your service in the middle of three innings. Not a whole lot happened. I think the starting pitcher for Jupiter, Colin Lowe's, retired 11 straight. He didn't call a St. Lucie Met base runner reaching. Meanwhile, Jupiter didn't fare much better against Felipe De La Cruz, who's out of the game. De La Cruz, 9 strikeouts, only 1 walk in 5 innings, giving up just a solo home run. He threw 89 pitches. He maxed out, and now Javier Atencio, who has really had a struggle of a season, will take over in a 1-0 game. It feels like it's a much bigger deficit than 1-0 the way Colin Lowe is going. But if the Mets want to come back and sweep this series, win this game, they're going to need Atencio's best performance of his season as he faces Chase Luttrell and starts with a high fastball. Atencio, in 10 games with St. Lucie, has an 0-8 record. See that 10.99 ERA. This first inning could be crucial. 1-0 pitch inside 2-0. He came in last Sunday in the second inning against Lakeland and promptly gave up 4 runs in the inning. Then he pitched the next 3 innings without a run, but by then it was too late. He took another loss. Gave up a 3-run homer in that inning, and 2 batters in the inning, he had given up a run. So, looking for a much better start to this outing. 2-1 pitch is low, and it's ball 3.
Yeah, it's been really tough lately for Atencio. Talent is clearly there. We saw it last season, but the results just haven't been lately.
Not all season. But he's got himself into a full count now. Try to take advantage of the couple lefties he gets to face. Luttrell has struck out single today. Both those at-bats against De La Cruz. Payoff pitch, and that is fouled away. Perhaps chasing ball 4. Jupiter got a solo home run by Brett Roberts in the third. Mets only had 1 good scoring chance. It came in the first inning. Jet Williams hit a leadoff double. He was at third base with 1 out. And Prozo hit to a double play to end the inning. 3-2 pitch again, and it's going to be strike 3 right in there. Just what Atencio needed, rallying from 3-1 to get the strikeout, avoiding the walk. First, the Mets, how their second half goes, probably going to be dictated on how many times they can do that as opposed to throw ball 4. And the walks have not been an issue coming out of the All-Star break. They were a massive issue last week in Lakeland. First pitch to Harrison Spahn is a ball. Fernandez will bat next. Spahn a single and a strikeout. Jupiter's only out hitting the Mets 5-3. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. Atencio against Jupiter this season. Made 2 starts, gave up 10 hits and 7 runs in 9 innings. One pitch too high at 83. I have to believe there's some confidence building for him now after those final 3 scoreless innings he threw in Lakeland a week ago. The Mets lost that game 5-2. He gave up those 4 runs in the second inning, but Mets were in it. They were in it to the very end. Here's a fly ball hit way up. Trailing back is Paz. Still going back. He will leap up. And it's gone. Home run for Spahn. And it's 2-0 Jupiter. Skied it just over the wall. Atencio gets the strikeout, but 1 batter later gives up the long ball. Get another look. How close was Paz to getting this ball? Nah, not really.
Just too much wood on it put by Spawn. Caught one over the plate, served up by Atencio. Things continue to fall apart for Javier.
Here's a fly ball deep to left. Paz on the run. He's going to make this catch short of the warning track. Fernandez is the second out. And Atencio certainly has been bit by the long ball. That's what got him last appearance. And he's now given up four home runs on the year. Actually, it's not as many as I thought. Four home runs in 29 innings. Now Noah Williamson, who continues to strike out at an alarming rate, 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts today. And we had that number coming into the game. He had struck out 47 times in 72 at-bats. So make that 49 out of 74. Even won a challenge and struck out on the next three pitches. 1-1, missed low.
And from a Atencio standpoint, this is not a batter you really need to work around. Williams, someone you can certainly go right after.
2-1 pitch, and that ball is popped up on the right side. Two Mets are there. It's Villavicencio making the catch at the last moment to end the inning. Now, Atencio surrenders the home run but gets the other three batters out. Mets now trail 2-0 at the stretch.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Colin Lowe back for more. Why not? Averaging 10 pitches per inning. 60 pitches in 6 shutouts. 40 strikes. He's not walked a batter. He's only struck out 4. And he's retired 11 in a row. And he'll face Lara, Perozo, and Hernandez with now a 2-0 lead, which is starting to feel quite, not quite, but almost insurmountable. The way he's going, sometimes just run into a buzzsaw. And the Mets can't really dig themselves out of it right now. And they had a crack at him in the first inning. Even in the second inning, got a hit with one out. The Mets have not had a hit since. Just one base runner reaching on an error. 0-1 pitch. That ball's pulled foul. And the deficit has doubled from 1-2. That's 9 outs to go. There is activity in the Jupiter bullpen, despite this efficient start. 0-2 pitch to Lara, and he will take one outside. Now, this is eerily reminiscent to that Mets-Dunedin game, the last Sunday home game. 1-2 pitch, strike 3, and a challenge immediately by Lara, and this is probably hoping against hope it is. Well, there goes the second challenge from the Mets. They've lost two now, one to go. Beautiful curveball. And Colin Lowe is absolutely feeling it right now.
Yeah, this has been a total masterclass on the mound today. We'll see. He's getting a visit here. We'll see if that was his last pitch.
I think it was.
It looks like that it was. But you have to tip your cap to that man. 6 1/3, just 3 hits, no runs. Absolutely excellent.
So he ends his afternoon on a strikeout, retiring 12 straight batters. Maybe the Mets will have better luck against the bullpen.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
That is Dale Stanovich. Technically his first appearance of this series, although he did pitch on Friday in the continuation of the suspended game. How'd he fare in that game? He gave up 3 hits and 2 runs in 1 inning. Now that comes with a caveat because there was a pop-up that was missed that would have got him out of the inning unscathed. Mets might need some kind of luck like that to turn their fortunes around offensively. Perozzo was hit into a double play and is struck out. Double play ended the inning with the runner on third. Strikeout came on 3 pitches. Went 0 for 4 yesterday, so he's quickly in a slide here. 1-1 pitch, he foul tip strike 2. And on a day when it's feels like a million degrees outside, bright and sunny, he's got a catch. Just wonder how much he has in that bat. Even though guys are should be about as recharged and refreshed as you can be after a 4-day break. This heat is just brutal. 1-2, and he somehow stays alive on the foul. So the final line on Colin Lowe, he went 6 1/3, scoreless, 3 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts, only 64 pitches, 43 strikes. About as impressive as a start against the Mets as anybody has had this season. Stanovich, the 1-2, and he will get a roller foul. Rozo hanging in there.
Yeah, I think that appearance meets all the purest definitions of a quality start, and he looked really good doing it. Just deserving of a round of applause.
And we're in the days of minor league baseball where even though he only threw 64 pitches, they're going to take care of him, and that's 6 up-downs. It's hot out there. Different level of baseball. Maybe he goes the complete game. Rozo strikes out for the second time. Drops to 0 for 3. And tough day at the plate for him all around. Stanovich comes in with the strikeout on that teaser of a fastball. There's Hernandez, who's all of a sudden slumping.
Yeah, it's been a rough go for him. He's 0 for his last 4 games. He's 0 for 2 today. That's just something we haven't seen out of him until lately.
Now, the longer you're around, the more they start to find holes. Meanwhile, the Mets have been retired 14 straight times since the error with one out in the third. No pitch skips away. And that batting average not too long ago was around the 270s for Hernandez. 2-0 pitch, and he will pop this one up. Will it stay playable for the first baseman, Montgomery? Yeah, it's actually going to carry back to fair territory. Well, pop out by Hernandez. And in the last four innings, the Mets have gone 1-2-3. Getting late, Jupiter leads 2-0.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano. We're in the eighth inning. Javier Atencio on the mound for the Mets served up a home run in his first inning of relief, so it's now 2-0. There's the nugget. This is the Mets' 16th series of the year. This is their second series victory. Took a 3-5 from Clearwater back in June. Won the first two here, going for the rare sweep. Also, the Mets come in 3.5 games behind Daytona. Daytona's got to pick up a suspended game against Palm Beach at 2:30 and then play another 7-inning game. So the Mets could range anywhere from 5 back to 2 back by the end of the night. Palm Beach really struggling, by the way, 3-13. Palm Beach comes here next week. Palm Beach will be the home team. This will be the visitors in their own stadium. That series closed to the public, although the little secret is if you wander to the front gate, they'll let you in. You can't go buy tickets. But you can watch all of it on Bally Live, Tuesday through Saturday at 1 o'clock, Sunday at noon.
This is that insider information that you tune in for.
That is. Brett Roberts, the difference maker in the game right now with the home run. Back in the third inning. That's how Jupiter scored both of its runs. The home run by Roberts, the home run by Spawn. Usually solo home runs don't beat you, but this might be the rare occasion that it could. There's a ground ball up the middle. Tough play for Villavicencio from the pie slice. Good throw, and he has the out. And Roberts takes a tumble afterwards.
An awkward one at that. A tough fall after that. Trying to leg out a single here, but this is a great play by Villavicencio over to his right. Really tough play. Able to make a solid throw. Can't draw it up any better than that for the second baseman.
Roberts didn't hit the bag awkwardly. He just looks like he lost his balance. Feels like over 100 on the field. That dry dirt. Landing hard on it. Ouch. Here's McCants fouling one away. He's 0-3. There's Kenny screaming at somebody down there. Kenny's screaming at a fan for jumping over his seat, trying to climb into the party deck area.
Yeah, it looked like he was standing up in the party deck window.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big no-no from security.
Oh, especially from Kenny. Ball is fouled away, and it stays 0-2 on McCants. It'll be strange next week when we host Palm Beach. It's going to be an empty ballpark. And just us broadcasting and see what happens. Here's a floater into left. Paz was playing shallow. That helps. He's got out number two. And Atencio, despite the home run, has now retired 5 of 6. Been a lost season for him, and if he can somehow turn it around the last month and a half of the season and give the Mets something, that would be a plus.
Well, not only that, he needs to give himself something. He needs to get that confidence back that we saw last year. He's had a really tough go of things. He's yet to be credited with a win as a starter. I know that, always tough for a pitcher, but, the arm talent clearly there. He shows us time and again, but also the mistakes are there too, and he's got to shore those up.
1-0 pitch is lined right to Lara at third base. Inning over. A 1-2-3 inning for Javier Atencio. 2 innings, 1 run, 1 hit for him. And we'll keep it right here on the broadcast. Thank you, Philip, for diving in there, because we were definitely going to forget about the booth shot. Well, welcome in. Here we are on a Sunday. Mets trying to overcome a 2-0 deficit. They got 2 innings to do it. Looks like Stanovich will keep pitching for the Hammerheads. Mets been retired 15 times in a row. We'll see if they have an answer. Baseball, John, we talk about it all the time. A very funny game. Yesterday, the Mets 11 runs on 12 hits. And less than 24 hours later, they've been shut out through 7 innings, held to 3 hits and just 1 double. So you never know what you're going to find when you come to a ballpark.
I don't really. The pendulum of baseball, you never know which way it's going to swing. Yesterday, it swung massively towards the offense. Today, it swung completely towards the defense, with just a couple of home runs being the only runs of the game. So the Mets, they're going to have to bear down. They're going to have to take their swings. Right now, with just a couple of ups remaining, they're really going to have to focus and make them count.
Yeah, the last time the Mets had a homestand, the last 2 games against Dunedin, lost 2-1 in 11 innings. Very next day, a 13-11 win. So we've reversed it. Yesterday was the high-scoring game. Today is the low-scoring game. And once again, a reminder that we are off tomorrow. We are back here on Valley Live on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Mets versus the Palm Beach Cardinals in an empty stadium. So watch along and see how it all plays out. But the Mets, they've got off to a strong start here in their second half. The Cardinals are going to limp in here with a poor record. So that's a chance to pile up some victories. They don't have to go on the road to do it. We'll see how it all shakes out, because the Mets are in this span of 28 games at Clover Park in a 34-day stretch. So they're trying to make a lot of headway here. The offense, for the most part, has been good. Pitching seems to be coming around a little bit from that Lakeland series. And sometimes there's going to be days like this where it doesn't all click together. But if that happens once every 4 games, then that's a good thing for the Mets. They played really well for the first 3 days out of the break. We have a new third baseman, it looks like. Trying to get a number down there. Santiago, I believe. He's been active in this series at third base, replacing Ian Lewis. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos is a strike. There's Santiago. A home run in the first game back. Here's a check swing. It rolls fair. Picked up by Stanovich. Underhand toss for the out. And that'll make it 16 straight retired. As De Los Santos was the last Met to record a hit. And that came with 1 out in the second inning.
It's a nice play off the mound there by Stanovich. We saw De La Cruz make a couple of plays off the mound earlier in this game. But Stanovich, keeping the Mets off the base pass once again. And they have just struggled to get base runners today.
Correction, that was 15 in a row. That was the 15th. As this pitch is challenged, and it's a strike. Our cameraman Josh got tired of trying to film the bird, so he's going to go with the helicopter instead. Line drive, caught. Sanoha, out at second. Thought that might have been the one. Now 16 straight retired. It's rapidly running out of outs here. They're down to the last four.
That's the problem. The Mets aren't providing enough highlights for Josh. He's had to resort to birds and helicopters.
Campos takes a pitch for a strike. He's grounded out twice on the left side to third and short. This game at an hour and 49 minutes old, and it's heading towards the ninth. We started the broadcast, John, by saying these two teams who played a long game last night, nearly 3 hours, it was 2 hours and 57 minutes exactly, probably would like to play a quick one today, given the heat situation. And that has come true. Meanwhile, now it's a ball and a strike, and the Mets, you know, they are a bloop and a blast away, a walk and a blast. Not over till it's over. Even though this has been a rapidly progressing game with the Mets at the plate, haven't worked many counts. Two and two. There's a new pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Jupiter, Riscale Teneo. On for the ninth. 2-2 coming to Campos, and he will foul it away. Rattles out of the glove of Fernandez. Time called. Campos will use his timeout. Stanovich, the 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled back as well. You know, John, maybe it's a Sunday thing with the offense, because it was a Sunday against Dunedin where they only got one run in 11 innings. You and Josh called a doubleheader that was suspended in the second game where the Mets scored none. Ground ball, this could be through. Nope, Spawn's going to get it. The throw to first, and it's missed by Montgomery, and Campos is safely aboard. I don't think the slide was beating the throw, but Montgomery could not make the pick, and the Mets finally have a base runner.
Well, it might have been an ill-advised slide, but it may have caused the breakup of the throw. As you see, Montgomery has trouble with it, unable to make the squeeze. And I never advise runners to slide into first, but that might have helped Campos out there.
That was a desperation move by Campos. Tells you the state of the Mets' offense this afternoon. That ends the streak of 16 in a row retired. It's ruled an infield single. That's first hit since one out in the second, and it will bring up Villavicencio as the tying run. He has one home run this season, a grand slam. He takes one outside. All of a sudden now, though, you get him on base. And things become more intriguing with Jet Williams lurking in the on-deck circle.
A close game. What's the mantra in the dugout? You just need a base runner.
Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Well, no matter what, Jet, Dominguez, and Lahr are going to come to the plate again. Whether it's two outs in this inning or some point in the ninth. Line drive, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Campos rounds too far but goes back. I'll never understand why those center fielders don't throw it back to second. They would have had Campos dead to rights. Instead, the throw went to third. So Jet with a base hit. Or rather, that will bring up Jet as Villavicencio gets a hit. 16 in a row retired. Now two straight hits. And here comes Glenn Dishman, pitching coach for the Hammerheads. Jet, a ground rule double, a fly out and strike out, all that against the starter Lowe.
Well, you said it, Adam. What happens if Villavicencio gets on? He's done exactly that, and now the Mets find themselves in a real situation here. The table set with men on first and second. And one of their best batters at the plate, Jett Williams, has been outstanding all season at getting on base, but lately his bat has really come alive. He's climbed his average 40 points in the last month. And now, staring down Dale Stanovich, trying to change the entire complexion of this game, one that Jupiter has led for the last six innings.
Well, a hit is a run. An extra base hit with the speedy Villavicencio on first could very well tie the game. Williams will take this ball high. And of course, Jett, with that great eye, he's just not going to press, especially coming off of a three-pitch strikeout in the sixth inning. He'll be patient. Pop-up foul. This one's going to land in the stands. Strike one. This game moving right along. Not much drama to it. Now we have some. Tying run aboard in two outs. And the Mets' top prospect at the plate. Williams takes a ball high. Mets came back in the suspended game, down a run. They came back down four in the next game. They led from the second inning on yesterday for their third comeback win in the past 3 days. Ball three. Now Stanovich, he's in danger of putting the tying run into scoring position if he can't throw a strike. And Dominguez, very dangerous hitter, is on deck. What's it going to be on the 3-1? Ball four. From 16 in a row retired to the Mets loading the bases with two outs. And now we have high drama in the bottom of the eighth inning. At Clover Park, Villavicencio, the tying run up to second. The speedster Jett Williams taking his 59th walk of the season as the winning run on first base, or the go-ahead run. And Dominguez is going to bat. No pitching change. They're going to lead Stanovich in there. First pitch, he fouls it back. Is 0 for 3. Strikeout and two groundouts today. Takes outside. Good eye. Dominguez, in his short time this season, in 15 games, has two doubles, two triples, two homers, 10 driven in. Takes ball two. Ball three. Stanovich tries to guide it into the zone. Dominguez fouled the first pitch back, has been content to take the next three well out of the zone. Well, a walk would be a run and a tying run at third base. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Dominguez swings away and lines it to right and right at Luttrell. Vanevich and the rest of the Marlins affiliated Hammerheads get out of the jam. Mets leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
I don't know if we can show the replay of that last out, but the pitch by Stanovich was a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Outer half of the plate, about knee-high. Dominguez hit it 97 miles an hour off the bat, considered a hard-hit ball. But Luttrell playing very deep. Wind is, of course, blowing out to right to him. I think it was a good pitch, not a bad swing by Dominguez. It's just the way it goes. And that might have been their last best chance. As this ball is popped foul. I mean, bases loaded, your top hitter up. Down a couple of runs. Now we'll have Lara, Perozzo, and Hernandez in the ninth. Atencio trying to keep it a 2-0 deficit. Atencio probably thought for a moment he was going to find himself in a chance to get a win. I know why Josh is shooting this guy, because he's an adult who brought a glove to the game. Montgomery fouls the ball back. 2-2. Montgomery 0-2 with the ground out and a walk. Two pitch, lashes it foul.
The Mets are going to have a shot to come back in this. Javier's going to need to keep the score the way it is.
Yeah, did a nice job last inning. He's actually retired 6 of 7. It's a shame for him that the one he did not ended up with the home run. This is still an improvement. Foul ball, tough play. It drops. Dominguez throws up to second. That one skirts away from Williams. And instead of an out number one, we have a double. And now Vivasencio is in some pain in right field as he slid, I think, to avoid a collision with Dominguez. Dominguez tried to hop over him and clipped him. And it looks like Kevin's favoring that left arm. So Gigi will head out for a training visit. Gilbert as well, as we get another look. This was trouble from the get-go. And, Vivasencio, as he slides on his left side, maybe overextending that arm. The collision appeared to be mild. And the injury not based on the collision. So, Vicencio, crucial everyday player for the Mets, maybe their best overall defender. Now hopefully it's going to be okay. This is the glove arm. Well, we wait to see if Kevin can remain in the game. A couple of trivia questions for you on Bally Live app. Carlos Dominguez led the FSO with how many home runs in 2022? The answer, 20. You were correct. And the second trivia question posted today, where did the Mets hold spring training prior to moving to PSL in 1988? Orlando, Miami, St. Pete, or Daytona? We'll answer that in the postgame, provided I remember. Good news is Villavicencio will remain in the game.
Now batting number two, second baseman Ian Lewis.
But it is a leadoff double for Montgomery and a chance for an insurance run for the Hammerheads. Ian Lewis has struck out three times trying to avoid the golden sombrero. The last man for a tenth save to face before he goes through the lineup the second time. All three strikeouts swinging.
Mets changing their defensive alignment. Wilfredo Lara was drawn in at third, now has backed up to play the line.
Oh, this pitch trickles away from Perozzo. That will likely be a passed ball. Off the top of the glove and over his head. Be awfully tough to prevent that run from coming in at this point. Ball four. So a double, a pass ball, and a walk. And this is the type of inning that has plagued Atencio all season long.
And things don't get a whole lot easier for Javier with Chase Luttrell coming to the plate.
Trail 1-for-3 today with a single, a couple of strikeouts, and the big three-hit game last night with two doubles. It's infield playing back, hopeful for a double play ball maybe. Trying to trade that run for two outs, as tough as that would be to swallow. Ground ball, Villavicencio dies, but it's under his glove. A base hit for Luttrell, an RBI, throw back to second, safe. Lewis scrambles back. It's 3-0. Luttrell picks up his second hit of the day. He's got five in his last two games. Montgomery scores.
Nice piece of hitting by Luttrell, just past the outstretched arm of Villavicencio. Does look to be okay after the slide. But the Mets surrender another run and make things ever more difficult in the bottom of the ninth.
And they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place there. Villavicencio wasn't playing back. He wasn't really playing in. Ball on him too quickly. Well, first and second, still nobody out. And Spahn comes up. He's had a good day. 2-for-3 with a home run and a single. Of course, he had the three-hit game yesterday as well. Hammerhead's up to 8 hits now. 2 in this inning, plus a walk. Fly into right center, long run. Two Mets are there. Dominguez, does he have it? No, he missed it. He dropped it. And there's confusion on the bases. Lewis is going to come around and score. It'll be a double maybe for Spahn. Lewis... Luttrell stops at third. It's 4-0. And with the wind blowing out, that ball just kept carrying, and Dominguez could not haul it in. And he's still out there on the warning track in displeasure. So we'll get another look at it. I thought he had the ball and just juggled it around and could not rein it in. Oh, that was in the glove. In the glove. I think official score Bill's probably seeing it. Same thing we are. That might be an error. That was straight in the mitt. He ran a long way. It was on the warning track, but he was almost easing up as he reached up and had it central of the mitt.
Yeah, that's one of the tougher scores for Bill today. I might actually let this one go down as a hit because it's not really a routine play with a right fielder on the run like that. And while I agree he should have made the squeeze, the overall play itself was difficult, so I would score that a base hit.
The key is ordinary effort. That is the term that official scorers we use all the time, was that ordinary effort. And, John, you're probably right. I mean, running to the gap, full sprint, warning track, even though we eased up and it popped right in and out of the mitt, probably a hit. As Atencio struggles in this inning, everybody has reached base.
Yeah, and aside from the official score, we have to look at it from a Mets perspective. If you're Carlos Dominguez, you just have to make that play. You know, it's not really not fair for Atencio, who earned the out with the pitch, now has to face Fernandez, and another tough play there gets by Lara, but he's able to make the flip in time. That's a great job by Williams to make the tag.
Yeah, that was a great recovery, and that is pure baseball instincts. Jet Williams on the back end, and this is a fair ball, tough play, but look at Jet, just the wherewithal to get there, put the glove right on the corner of the base, edge of the base, and the foot of Spawn slides right into it. That's one, if you're Spawn, you should hold up, really.
Yeah, so base running mistake for sure, but Jupiter benefits with another run scored, extending their lead, and they have firm control of this one now.
Yeah, Latrell scored. That's all three runners who reached to start the inning have come around to score. So it's broken open 5-0. Just moments ago, the Mets had the bases loaded, two outs, down two with the 3-1 count and their best hitter up. Things were about to turn in favor of the Mets, but not so long after, this game has slipped through the cracks. And that was not a hit. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Fernandez. He would have had a hit if Spawn had stayed put.
Funny the way baseball scored sometimes.
Fernandez does get an RBI out of it at least. And he's the only base runner still out there. As Atencio struggles on in this inning, the Mets do have Luke Bartnicki warming up. Be great if they could get through this game with just two of their regular pitchers. And this will be helpful as Williamson strikes out for the third time in four trips. It's been the story of his season. Now, Coonrod, a major league rehabber, gave the Mets the first inning. Now De La Cruz and Atencio trying to go the final eight. Keep the Mets bullpen relatively rested going into next week's series against Palm Beach here. This is Carlos Santiago. Remember, he subbed in defensively at third base, but Jupiter moved a lot of guys around. He replaced Brett Roberts in the order. Recall, Brett Roberts was the one who took that tumble running through first base, maybe giving him the rest of the game off, that hard landing. He looked okay. Got three runs in the inning on three hits. Going to be another overall appearance for Atencio where the numbers are not going to be favorable for him. That's where you have to look a little deeper and see that he pitched pretty well in a seven-batter stretch. Trying to find some positives when the overall numbers are not going to be appreciated as the ERA jumps back to over 11. 2-0 to Santiago, and he misses. Now he's running out of gas.
I know the hope is for the Mets to spare Bartnicki coming into this game, but not going to be able to leave Atencio twisting in the wind a whole lot longer this long inning. 3-0 pitch coming to Santiago, and it's ball four. That'll push Fernandez up to second. Perozzo is going to come out for a visit. Gilbert Gomez walking off the top step of the dugout, likely towards a telephone maybe. He's not coming out for a change. See Atencio taking a long walk around. He's trying to catch his breath. So no pitching change. They're going to try to do all they can to stick with Atencio to get this last out. She mentions a couple of scores from around the league. Tampa's beating up on Lakeland 11-5. Lakeland's 12-game winning streak coming to an end, it would appear. As this pitch is in for a strike. Clearwater's up 8-7 at Fort Myers in a rubber game. Game's in the bottom of the seventh. Bradenton trying to sweep Dunedin in Bradenton. Bradenton leads 8-4. And Daytona and Palm Beach have 2 7-inning games today starting at 2:30. The weather looked pretty poor up in Daytona earlier today. Not sure they'll be able to get those in. Meanwhile, the big Mets pushed back to 5-10 today against the Dodgers. Stew on that game last night a little longer. 1-1 pitch is foul tip by McCants.
Another really tough loss for the big team last night. They'll look to avoid the home sweep against the Dodgers this afternoon. Boy, that is a tough lineup they continue to face in L.A. That is a quality team.
Syracuse is winning 8-2 at home against Rochester. That game only in the fourth inning. Double-A Binghamton gets going at 5 o'clock. Greensboro and Brooklyn scheduled for 4 o'clock. They moved that game back a couple hours. 2-2 pitch. McCants fouls it away. If you missed the pregame show, I mentioned that everybody in the Mets organization, all the minor league teams, won yesterday. 7-0. AAA, AA, High A, Single A, FCL, Dominican 1, Dominican 2. 7. 7-0. Should be a pizza party or something.
Do you still invite the New York team, though?
I don't know. They had a chance to make it 8-0. And that's the one everybody would want to win, preferably. Well, Atencio does get through it. You can say that, but it was an inning that unraveled on him essentially from the get-go. 3-run score on 3 more hits. Jupiter has broken it open. The Mets will bat in the bottom of the ninth, down by 5.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
The Mets were down 4-0 late on Friday, came back to win 5-4, and they have a masterful comeback here. They've been blanked all day. Got to look at scores from around the league. Oh, Clearwater and Fort Myers now tied at 8. Exciting finish over in the fort. Mets are done with those two teams for the year. Faced Clearwater 11 times, 3-8, 3-3 against the Mighty Muscles. Mets done with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Went 2-10 against Lakeland. Mets still yet to face the Tampa Tarpons. Rachel Balkovic in her second year as the manager of the Tampa Tarpons will not make her way or their way over here this year. Mets have one series against Tampa, and it's on the road. I always like when the Mets and Tarpons get together, that Yankees-Mets matchup at the minor league level. And you get a lot of it in high A and double A and triple A. You should get more of it in single A, in my opinion. Here's a ball off the end of the bat by Lara. Hangs up for Luttrell. And one pitch, one out for Taneo, the new reliever in the game, in a non-save spot. Stanovich got out of the bases loaded jam, an inning and two-thirds scoreless for him. Lowe was set up for the victory. Air out of the balloon for the Mets after that bases loaded chance they came up empty in, and then Jupiter scoring 3 in the top of the ninth. Ninth innings have been tough for the Mets this season. It's one of their worst innings. They've now outscored 40-17 in ninth innings this year. Fastball from Taneo is up at 95, 2-0 on Perozzo. 0-3, a double play and two strikeouts. A challenge won by Fernandez. 2-1, now it's 3-1. Rozo flies a ball deep center field. Sanoha racing back gets there for out number two in the ninth. And Jupiter a win away from salvaging this series. I mentioned the Mets won it, taking two of the first three. See the Mets with their two wins. They're actually three wins this weekend at Clover Park, coming back to tie the season series 10-10. Now you're looking at a 11-10 series lead for Jupiter, with the Mets still owning a run differential. It's down to plus two at the moment, so it's an evenly matched meeting all season. And the teams do have six more. They're going to meet 27 times total this season. Really fun to see who wins the season series. Fernandez, the last hope, 0-3 today. The ground out, fly out, pop out. Breaking ball snapped off beautifully. See why Taneo has late game capabilities. Breaking ball like that, fastball at 95. And the Hammerheads a strike away from getting out of town with the victory. Not on this pitch. Hernandez strikes out swinging, and that'll do it for this Sunday finale between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Jupiter wins it 5-0. It was 1-0 through six innings on a solo home run by Brett Roberts. Spahn hit a home run to make it 2-0 in the seventh. Mets had the bases loaded, two outs. Dominguez at the plate in the eighth. A chance to tie the game, maybe take the lead. He lined out sharply to right, and Jupiter put it away with a three-run top of the ninth. They salvaged the series with the victory on the getaway game. Mets still take 2 of 3. Mets will drop to 6-12 in the second half. They're now 4 games behind Daytona. Mets are 30-53 overall. Jupiter 8-10 in the second half, moves to 2 games behind Daytona, and they stay above 500 overall, 43-41. Good series between these two teams. They still have 6 more games against each other later in the season, but there's a long way to go before that. We'll take a quick break here on the broadcast, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Jupiter's 5-0 victory over the Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. We will be for a long while the next few weeks. Hammerheads 5, Mets nothing. Mets Sunday struggles continue. Last Sunday, they scored 2 runs, and Lakeland went 2-for-16 runners in scoring position. The prior Sunday scored 1 run through 11 innings. Prior to Sunday to that, in 2 doubleheader games, they did not score at all. Prior to that one, they scuffled in a doubleheader against Palm Beach. So Mets got to figure out something for the Sunday offense. Well, surprising, after an 11-run, 12-hit output yesterday, they could not carry anything over to this afternoon. Roll through the highlight package now. There's really not many highlights for the Mets at the plate. They pitched it pretty well. Here's a double play ball hit into by Perozzo. That was with runners at the corners to end the inning. Mets had a great chance to cash in on the Jet Williams leadoff double. That would have made it 1-0 Mets. Here's a great play by Paz and Jet Williams to keep the game scoreless. What a hose by Jet Williams to get Spahn at the plate. That ended the second inning, kept it a scoreless tie. Meanwhile, Colin Lowe was awesome. He gets a strike him out, throw him out here, and Spahn gets the tag down on De Los Santos. That would be the last Mets hit for quite some time. Here, finally, on the board, go the Hammerheads. A solo home run off of De La Cruz. Meanwhile, after that, De La Cruz was De La Cruz in, as he usually does. He struck out 9, a season high for him. Walked just 1. He gave up the 1 run in 5 innings. His offense, though, couldn't help him out as Lowe was in cruise control. He retired, I believe, 14 in a row to end his outing. It was 1-0 in the seventh inning with 1 out when Spahn goes deep. Had a double yesterday, a home run here against Atencio. That made it 2-0. At this stage, it felt like that was going to be too much for the Mets to overcome. Atencio, despite taking the fall there, will get a pop out. He retired 6 of the first 7 batters he faced. The only batter he didn't get was that home run by Spahn. And Nice play by Villavicencio. You see Roberts taking the spill at the end of the inning, and he came out after that. Mets finally get this infield hit off the bat of Campos. That ended a streak of 16 in a row retired, gave the Mets life. But the Mets could not do much with that. They got the bases loaded. Dominguez ended up lining out, and that kept it a 2-0 game. Meanwhile, Jupiter just kept adding on as this play kind of really broke it open even further. Dominguez could not make that catch. It's ruled a double. Then off the bat, a Spahn to make it 4-0. As runners had to hold up to see if it was ruled a catch or not, which it was not. This is a good heads-up play by Jet Williams. At least get an out on the play. Run scores on that fair ball. Made it 5-0. That about did it, if it wasn't already done already. And this officially closes out the game with Taneo striking out Hernandez. So a couple of tough days for some good hitters in Perozo and Hernandez. Hopefully those guys can get it turned around going forward. Mets, like you said, John, it's a strange game to go from 11 runs and 12 hits to no runs and 5 hits in basically half a day.
Yeah, the Mets just didn't make the most of their opportunities. They were limited very well by Colin Lowe, who just allow scoring opportunities to happen. And the few that they had, they just weren't able to come through. There's no reason for the Mets to hang their head. Losses like this are going to happen. Yes, it's tough. You know, it's hard to beat a team when they score 5, but you can't beat anybody if you score 0. So when you come back out next week against Palm Beach, they have to get the bats back up to where they were at the beginning of the series. And they have a really good shot coming up against a wounded Palm Beach Cardinals team that has lost a lot of quality players out of their lineup and are really struggling in the second half. So a good chance to win another series in a row for the Mets and get back on track as they fight their way towards the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a great point about Palm Beach, John. They won the first half, so they promoted a lot of good players who had been around for basically a full season into last year up to high A Peoria. So Palm Beach will limp in here. We'll see if the dynamics of that team changes. It's been now a week since the Major League Baseball draft. The Cardinals last year were very aggressive sending those drafted players over to Palm Beach, and they were instant help. So maybe that'll happen for Palm Beach next week. It'll be an interesting series, as for the first time, and gosh, couldn't tell you, the Mets are going to be the road team in their home ballpark for a full series. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium undergoing a massive renovation project that has displaced Jupiter and Palm Beach for the remainder of this season from their home. They're going to play a lot of games at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, which is the Astros and Nationals spring training facility, but that place is not ready until August, so the Mets are going to host Palm Beach for 6 games next week. Tuesday through Saturday, all 1 o'clock games. Sunday at noon, all the games will be here on Bally Live. It will be a fanless game. We'll have no fans in the stands, although if you sneak in here, if you walk by, they'll let you in. But you can't go buy tickets, no concession stands, really a no-frill series. We'll be a skeleton crew here on Bally Live, but we are going to bring the games to you starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow, or Tuesday. Pre-game show will be at 12:50. So, long week of hot day baseball coming up from Clover Park as the Mets will tangle with the Palm Beach Cardinals. As for this series, it's over. Mets win the series, but the Hammerheads get the last laugh, winning the finale 5-0. That'll do it for this post-game show, this broadcast from Clover Park. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.